Well, thank you all for being here this morning. It was, I think, a pretty short night for all of us. I want you to know, I think the election got called about 12:23 last night. And shortly after that, I got a text from Chris asking me if I was still awake. And I said yes. And so that was followed up with a phone call. I just want you to know that Chris and I had a very good phone conversation early this morning at about 12:40, I suppose. And he congratulated me on the win and conceded the race. But I can tell you what was more important in that conversation is a conversation we had about how we move forward together to make it a better Lincoln County, District 42 in North Platte. And that's really the focus of what we want to see done. It was a long campaign. There were strong supporters on both sides. And the universal thing is that we care about Lincoln County, we care about District 42, we care about rural Nebraska. And we feel like that it's imperative that the two of us work together as we move forward. And that's exactly what we intend to do. And that was really set up last night with Chris's phone call to me. And I appreciate his approach to it. And we're excited about what we can do moving forward. And we're pledging today to all of you that we're going to work together. And we're going to do everything that we laid out in our campaigns to make this work. I'm extremely appreciative to all my supporters, my wife, family, staff, everyone, for all the work you did. But I'm also appreciative that we had really positive campaigns, and I think we set a standard for what campaigns should be about and who we are and what we care about here. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Chris to make a few comments, and we'll answer a few questions. But we just kind of want we'd get everything handled here with one press conference and get all the media taken care of, because we both have a lot of work to do. So Chris, thanks again.
So thank you everybody for being here. I do want to congratulate Senator Mike Jacobson on his win last night. I appreciate the work that he's done over this past half year serving in the legislature. I look forward with great optimism to what he will work toward and accomplish for our district in the years to come. I want to take a moment to thank my wife and my children for the great support that they've provided, the sacrifices that they've made over the past year and a half. To all my supporters that have invested a lot of time, energy, and resources into this endeavor, you are greatly appreciated from the bottom of my heart. But this is the time to move forward. We're not, Mike and I are not interested in looking in the rearview mirror. We are both, I think, of the mindset that we're looking through the windshield. We have great things ahead of us. We have fantastic momentum that we need to absolutely harness, take advantage of, and continue as we continue to grow Lincoln County and all of West Central Nebraska. And so I look forward to working alongside Senator Jacobson, being a strong ally with him here locally. I'm not going away. I'm going to be absolutely involved and continuing, working to continue the great things that we have from an economic development standpoint. It's time to grow our communities, and I think that together we'll be a force to be reckoned with for our district and this region. And so, again, thank you everybody for being here. Mike, congratulations. It was a great campaign. Iron sharpens iron, and I think we're both better for this. So, with that,
thanks. Thanks. Well, and again, we'll take a few questions, but I think as Chris indicated, we're interested in looking forward. We're not interested in looking back. The campaign's over. The votes have been cast. Now we're focused on how we can work together moving forward to promote economic development in this area of the state, and we're fully committed to that. So if you've got some questions, shoot them at us. Don't shoot us.
And they're done that. I don't want
again. So, Todd.
Let's talk about dynamics a little bit, because as we pointed out in our recap on Sunday, this race and the district itself changed a great deal from when the first people announced for it 17 months ago. and such. And you probably both know, in this country at this point in history, these kinds of press conferences don't happen. So talk about how just the last year and a half, how you guys have dealt with these changing circumstances and the race and the different lineup and having to start and having the resignations sprung on you, not about why it was, but simply because of what it was and what it meant. Because it had to be rough for people that worked together in other venues.
Well, I would say, yeah, there were curveballs over the last year and a half. There were hurdles that I think personally I worked to overcome. And at the end of the day, you know, the great thing about the country that we live in, it's a representative democracy. People are engaged, and people made their voices heard. It was a close race. But I think we're setting the standard here. We're setting an example for how the state of Nebraska should operate. I think that we can set an example here locally for how our country should operate. At the end of the day, we're neighbors. We're citizens that have common interests in making our communities stronger, better, safer. And this is how you get it done, is by building relationships and you know, not focusing on the things that we have in opposition to each other, but focusing on what we have in commonality and how we can work together to accomplish good things. And so I hope that, small gestures like what we're doing here and what we will continue to do moving forward, working together, that's the norm that comes out of this.
I think it goes without saying, one thing that was common throughout the campaign is people kept trying to figure out, how are you guys different? Okay, and that was a question that kept coming up, how are you different? And quite frankly, philosophically, I don't think we're much different at all. I think our views of the world, I think we're both staunch conservatives, we're both Republicans, we care about how things happen out here. I think when you look at the social issues, we're on exactly the same page. So that made it very difficult for supporters and voters to figure out, you know, what do we do here? And that's why we felt it was so important that when a close race like this, which, you know, I know, Todd, you're the historian, you're probably going to go back and tell us all the other basically open seats that have been very, very close when in the election. Our concern was that let's make this a positive. Let's make sure that everybody understands that we're on the same page and we're looking the same direction. We have the same vision of the future. And we want to work together to bring positive results. And that's why we don't want to look backwards and think about and have people say, well, gee, this is my person. Well, this is my person. That's all in the history. And we don't care about that. What we care about is how we can work together. And I think that Lincoln County is going to benefit by Chris being here and serving in that role. And there's some great things that have been started here. I think there's some things we can get done yet in the legislature that I'm going to be focused on. And together, there's a lot of things that we think we can bring to this part of the state, and we're going to be in the thick of it and working together to make that happen.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk about what's ahead for Chris and for the county board here, because you know, when we look at the various economic development projects that are going on, the rail part is really probably more in your wheelhouse at this point more than anybody else, and especially the Inland Port Authority, which I know that you made a focus of your personally in making this work together. So, you know, what's ahead in terms of the challenges for the county board and for helping people realize, first of all, what an Inland Port Authority really is and how that's going to help in that part of the equation. And anything else you want to talk about county affairs. That's the biggest one that comes to mind quickly.
You know, the dynamic on the county board is it's a good dynamic. We have strong relationships with me and my colleagues. I'm looking forward to, you know, as Mike said, we have a lot of really good things started here locally, and I'm intent on making sure that we get them finished and that we start new things and continue the momentum. The Inland Port, it's ours to lose. The rail park, it's ours to lose. So I'm committed to continuing working hard alongside Senator Jacobson and the resources that I know that he's going to be fighting for our district. to make sure that we implement them here locally, and that we're able to capitalize on that, bring good investment into our community, working with partners, with the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation, Gary Pearson and his team, you know, other community partners, that we can harness their expertise. We can bring people together and coalesce them to, you know, grow and allow our communities to thrive. And so that's where my focus is going to be. And I know that that's where Mike's focus is going to be as well.
Commissioner Bruns, you talked about potentially having a priority bill if you were elected on the two-man cruise, and Senator Jacobson's expressed an interest in that being something that he's going to tackle potentially as well. Do you plan on sharing some of that information that you've gathered and that you potentially drafted in a bill with Senator Jacobson now?
I'm looking forward to, you know, open dialogue with Senator Jacobson. And I think it needs to be said, you know, through this entire campaign, we've had a good relationship. We've had conversations. Our paths have crossed on numerous occasions out on the campaign trail, but also privately. And I'm committed to working alongside and making sure that, you know, there's good legislation that gets drafted wherever the senator needs my help coming down and testifying on legislation, because we know that in committee, that's the make or break, is getting people there to voice from a local level. That I'll be there. And so bills like the two-person train crews, absolutely, if that's a pail of water that the senator wants to carry, I will be there and absolutely share the information that I've been able to gather and start the bill that I've started crafting, and share that, because at the end of the day, we both care about this district, we both care about our communities. And so, you know, having that open dialogue and that collaboration and cooperation is going to be important to making sure that we get good things done for this district.
Senator Jacobson, can you talk about, come January, what your main focus is going to be? Is there a certain bill that you're hoping to put out there right away?
Well, actually, it won't be in January. It's now. I know Chris and I weren't able to talk about it necessarily last night, but yes, I do intend to get any work that he started on bills, particularly a two-person crew, and pick that up. I do have a conference call, a telephone call today. There's a leadership group's meeting. The returning Republican senators will be, there'll be some meeting today, and I'm going to be on a phone call with them. Part of that's going to be, we need to know now what your community choices are, and so I'm at this point, my intention would be to request transportation and telecommunications, and also revenue. And so the TNT committee would be oversight on that, would be the place for jurisdiction on the two-man crew bill. That's where it's always been introduced in the past. So my plan would be if the bill isn't going to already be presented, that I would look at opening and offering this bill as a bill sponsor. Right now, there's a couple of years left on the federal mandates for two-person crew, so it doesn't have to be done now, but it needs to be a priority, and I think to the extent that we can get that teed up and make sure that people understand that we're serious about it, that we want to make sure that we don't see this lapse along the way. This is critically important from a safety standpoint. We're on exactly the same page in terms of what needs to get done through that. We've had good relationships with SMART TD and the other railroad unions, but particularly SMART, who are the transportation people where this two-person crew would affect them. But two-person crew, of course, also affects a number of other things, and public safety as well. I have the first draft done, in fact the second draft done, on the micro TIF bill, and I'll be talking with Gary Pearson again. He and I both were going to kind of wait till other things slowed down, but the time has come now where I need to get finishing touches on that bill and get it ready to be presented, which will be some cleanups to make it more useful, more effective. Obviously, I'm very focused on the Perkins County Canal. And there's going to be money, there's going to be talk about the Star Wars project, which would be the water projects between Lincoln and Omaha. And if I've learned anything, when they're talking about money for the eastern part of the state, you better be getting your order for your piece or you're going to get left behind. So that will be a high priority as well. And I do think that there will be ARPA dollars coming back, and so I'll be working some with Senator Stenner. Of course, Senator Stenner is term limited, but he was the appropriations chair. He knows the ARPA rules inside and out. So I'm going to be working with him on two or three things, including a potential rebuild of the 4-H camp up at Halsey. And I know I'm not sure whether the 4-H foundation's ready to move forward, but I can tell you the people in Thedford and Halsey are. And I think, so that's going to be another thing to look at, what kind of funding might be available, hopefully through ARPA dollars, so it's one-time federal dollars, and making that investment. So so those are some things that are high on my priority scale at this point. There's a few. I'm still on the Ag Committee because my term technically doesn't end until January 3rd. So there'll be hearings that'll be going on, particularly on the Ag Committee. There's one on young farmers. I had quite a bit of input on that before. I think most of you know I've wanted to farm all my life, and I got stuck with being a banker instead. I guess it worked out okay, but I my first love's always been farming, and I know my staff all knows that. And so this beginning farmer bill is important to me because it wasn't something that was available when I could have used it years ago, and I'd like to see other young people have that opportunity.
Quick follow-up before the next topic on the Star Wars thing. Are you referring to more money for McConaughey when you talk about that? Because that was what was mentioned specifically in the bill last year.
McConaughey would be part of the Star Wars project as well, but when you're looking at the overall funding, we want to also make sure that, see, the original Perkins County Canal project was estimated to be $500 million,
right.
And we appropriated 53.5. The report is due any time now on the feasibility, so that's going to be key. Once we get the feasibility report back, then I think we're going to be in a better position to understand what the next steps are. This is critically important. All you've got to do is just look south of here and west, but particularly south. If you get into Perkins County, you get in southern Lincoln County, look at the dry land crops, and they were non-existent this year. If you ever wondered how important water is, you can see it now. I can also tell you, having gone on the Perkins County Canal tour with some other senators, and fortunately there were some from Omaha and Lincoln that were on that tour, we didn't get nearly the water we were supposed to have through the summer flows. That 120 cubic feet per second didn't flow this summer, and there were water users on the canal that never got their allocation this summer, and consequently they didn't raise an irrigated crop because they didn't get the water. That can't continue. That we can't continue to allow that to stand. I would expect that Speaker Hilger is now soon to be new Attorney General. This will be a high priority for him, and if it isn't already, I'm going to be reminding him that it needs to be.
Okay, let's want to talk about state school aid, because of course, you're familiar with that. You know, Senator Roney had pushed a plan that didn't make it that would have definitely addressed the issue of per student aid, foundation aid, but also would not have penalized equalized districts like North Platte, which gets $10 million a year from the formula right now. And he couldn't get anywhere because Governor Ricketts was not interested in doing anything different on taxes. Governor-elect Pillen has come out in favor of foundation aid, but apparently to the exclusion of basically working with the same pot we have. And the studies indicate you do that, equalized districts like North Platte are going to suffer while our rural districts get more money. So there's obviously a needle to be threaded there, perhaps, if we're going to keep all of our rural and small town or urban districts whole. What are your thoughts about that and what Mr. Pillen had proposed?
Well, I've been in contact with now Governor-elect Pillen along the way. In fact, they contacted me before they announced it to the public on what some of the basic pieces of that bill were. It's still really a very wide open piece. It's kind of the wish list, if you will. I would agree with you, Todd, that at the end of the day, in order to make that work, you're going to have to find additional funding. And I'd also tell you that if I've heard anything loud and clear, it's that property taxes are too high. And, you know, as you know, this last round of the legislature, we also removed or lowered the maximum percentages for inheritance taxes. Well, that inheritance tax goes to the county, and so people say, well, let's eliminate the inheritance tax. Well, I'd like to eliminate the inheritance tax, but we're going to have to do that in a phased process, or all of a sudden we're going to push the counties to having to raise their property tax levies in order to handle their budget. So it's all kind of intertwined. What it really comes down to, though, is we've got too many equalized districts. Almost all the rural districts are equalized, meaning they're not getting any TEOSA money. That fundamentally is wrong. And that's what I think the governor-elect has been focused on, is we've got to get these equalized districts getting dollars, because that's a direct, but that will directly impact what their property tax asks are going to be. If you want to get direct property tax reduction, you get the TEOSA formula fixed. That make it work better.
Okay. What else you guys got?
We're going to cut you off here in a minute, so, because we were here just to talk about us.
It's a powerhouse.
Yeah, that's what I can think of off the top of my head, having exactly an hour to think about questions.
There you go. It's always good to give you a little time to think about the questions. Well, again, I just want to tell you, I appreciate you being here on short notice. But again, Chris and I had just a great conversation last night. We're very much on the same page. We plan to go down the road together. We'll work together, and this region of the state will be better off because we're gonna do some great things together. And I'm looking forward to working with him and working with all of the other economic development groups here, and Gary and others, and continuing that push as we move through this next legislative session. Expect some great things to happen. We're on the grow out here, and we're going to keep this positive. We're going to keep moving in a positive direction. We don't want anything about this election to be a negative that's going to cause people to slow down. Let's keep the pedal down. Let's make the growth happen. It's time. Thanks.